Hi there. The word for today is unconviction and credibility. In Proverbs 11, verse 3, Solomon writes, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." In order to be worthy of respect and to be followed, you need two qualities. We talked about the first one yesterday. What is it? Conviction. Set in concrete belief that you live by. You say, what's the second one? Credibility. When people trust you, they'll listen to you. In the early stages of a relationship, they will give you the benefit of the doubt, as long as your credentials are good. But in order to maintain their trust, you've got to demonstrate credibility, which is reliability, integrity, sincerity. It's been said that the mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, but the great teacher, and Jesus was such, demonstrates. Ultimately, each of us should strive to be the message we share. In the first 6 months of a relationship, we focus on a person's communication ability in order to make judgments about him or her. For example, when we have a new boss who speaks well and casts a compelling vision, we buy in. When we connect well with a new neighbor or co-worker, we feel we may have a new friend. When we meet the person we end up marrying, we think everything will always be wonderful. And for most people, the honeymoon is wonderful. But after the honeymoon comes the marriage. Sometimes that too is wonderful. And sadly, sometimes it's not. So, what makes the difference? Credibility. Here's how it works in relationships. During the first 6 months, communication overrides credibility. After 6 months, credibility overrides communication. When a person is credible, the longer the time, the better it gets. But for someone who lacks credibility, the longer the time, the worse it gets. In a sense, credibility is like money. With it, you're solvent. Without it, you're bankrupt. The truth is, with the passage of time, the way you live far outweighs the words you use. And that is the word for you today.